time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back into the Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing. This is Trevor Hall, returned from Vancouver in a long week of conferences, interviews, and a lot of fun, actually. So thanks, everybody, Vancouver, for making me feel so welcome. Today is Monday, January 29th. Last week, gold drifted sideways for the most part and closed slightly lower on the week. Mining Stock Journal noted that the repetitious pattern in which gold rises during Eastern Hemisphere physical trading hours and then gets pushed lower in London and New York City persisted throughout the week. Silver, after getting slammed hard last Monday, bounced to close marginally higher. The Mining Stock Journal said the weekly commitment of traders report from the COMEX showed that bullion banks are close to being net long paper silver, while hedge funds and CTAs are now net short. Historically, this position by the banks and funds precedes a move higher in the metals. The mining stocks rallied a bit on the week, with GDX up about 1%. The Mining Stock Journal said that the rally in the miners was largely confined to the mid-cap and large-cap producers. The newsletter added that it expects intensified downward pressure on the precious metals sector ahead of this week's FOMC meeting and the monthly non-farm payrolls reports. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first, a quick word from today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Fireweed Metals. Fireweed Metals is advancing three different projects within the Yukon and Northwest Territories, including the flagship McMillan Pass project, a large zinc-lead-silver deposit, and the MacTung project, one of the largest and highest-grade tungsten deposits in the world. Fireweed plans to advance these projects through exploration, resource definition, metallurgy, engineering, economic studies, and collaboration with Indigenous people on the path towards production. For more information, please visit fireweedmetals.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. Cuyo Silver reported their final assay results from a second diamond drilling program at the Campbell Crawford Air Gold target area on the Silver Kings project. Today's results bring about a discovery of high-grade silver and cobalt. Hole 31 intersected 12,200 grams per ton silver and 0.17% cobalt over 0.4 meters within a wider zone, grading just under 1,800 grams per ton silver and 0.03% cobalt over 3.2 meters in the Angus vein. Hole 30 was drilled 250 meters northeast of the original Angus vein and returned 249 grams per ton silver, 1.64% cobalt over 0.4 meters. That is within a wider zone, grading 1.32 grams per ton silver and 0.35% cobalt over 1.88 meters. That's in a new northwest trending vein named the Morin vein. This 250 meter step out triples the tested extent of buried silver cobalt mineralization between the neighboring Campbell, Crawford, and Ergiad properties. Cuyo Silver trades on the CSE with KUYA and on the OTCQB with KUYAF. Lifezone Metals provided results of its 2023 Safari Link Diamond Drilling Exploration Program at its Kabanga Nickel Project located in northwest Tanzania. Results reported today included 15.1 meters grading 2.24% nickel, 0.24% copper, and 0.81% cobalt, 300 meters northeast of the existing mineral resource. The 2023 exploration drilling program was designed to test for a continuation of the Tembo high-grade nickel mineralization into the Safari Link area, which comprises 1.4 kilometers of strike length northeast of the Tembo and the Safari zones. Lifezone Metals trades on the NYSE with LZM. Silverstorm Mining shared new drill results out from its Phase 1 diamond drilling program on the La Paria Silver Mine Complex in Durango, Mexico. Results included 689 grams per ton silver equivalent over 9.39 meters, including 1,000 grams per ton silver equivalent over 5.25 meters from the San Nicolas zone. This is a breccia zone which can be traced 235 meters towards the surface where a 25 meter deep artisanal shaft is located. Mineralization at San Nicolas commences from surface and has now been traced with a continuity at a depth of 370 meters. Silverstorm Mining trades on the Venture with SVRS and on the OTCQB with SVRSF. And Lyft Power, we heard from them last week and CEO Francis McDonald while we were at Roundup. They have announced they have commenced its winter diamond drill program at the Yellowknife Lithium Project. This 2024 winter drilling program aims to drill test just over 100 holes for 18,600 meters on six of Lyft's pegmatite prospects to build on the 34,000 meters of drilling across 198 holes that was completed last year. The winter's program will focus on resource expansion, stepping outwards from spodumene mineralization defined in the summer 2023 program. Lyft Power trades on the Venture with LIFT and on the OTCQX with LIFFF. All right, everybody, that's actually a wrap here on the morning briefing. Pretty quiet day of news, and we've got a couple updates that was recorded late in the Roundup conference that we will get out today, and that will be a wrap from that that review of the conference and our time there. So that's all happening today. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. Have a wonderful day. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.